Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
That's crazy. So, like, you couldn't eat once how long before when your jaw was better that you were allowed to talk, Leroy?
Talk
or eat?
Oh, no,
eat
I was
properly.
Talking right
eat
away.
Properly.
I was talking right away. I would say. So I never ate a real meal for 2 months.
Jeez.
At least.
It was just too painful.
You didn't have the.
You don't have the
range. You didn't have
motion.
The strength to chew.
You don't go in it like full anaconda.
So no, you didn't have the strength to chew. Like you hadn't opened your mouth. You only opened your mouth at like 2 centimeters, right? And that's only you only could start opening your mouth. Like usually they like after the first couple of weeks when the swelling went down, they came and tightened everything.
Thanks to Landon Quinones for stopping by. We didn't get to. Because he's a South Florida guy who's already like, he's like, oh, this Tua. He's also this Tua.
He wants to punch Tua?
He wants Quinn Ewers. He's like, he wants to kick the tires on Quinn
You know
Ewers.
What? Can I just say, this is the thing that probably upsets me more about fans than anything. Like, you say, I don't like this guy or I want a different guy. But your solutions are let's just kick the tires on a guy.
See what he's
that's
got?
That's not a real solution.
It's not a solution.
You see what I mean? And that's the part that I get confused by is that everybody says I want something different. I want a different guy. I want this. I this. But your answers are not solutions.
Okay. You're right, Leroy. Look, ladies and gentlemen, we all know Leroy knows more football than all of us.
True.
That's absolutely.
I'll allow it.
No, it's not even allowed. It's a fact. We're not going to do this to my guy, okay? But, Leroy, here's how the fans look. You know, it's like a shooting star. If you see it once, you think it can happen again.
Right.
So they see Brock Purdy.
Mm-hmm.
They see Brock Purdy. They see what Brock Purdy did. They think Quinn Ewers could do Brock Purdy things, especially under the same type of offense.
Right.
That's
I got
it.
You.
That's it.
And again, I understand that, but people in this business don't get paid a ton of money making decisions on, let's kick the tires
kick
on.
Kick the tires.
Right. And that's just, well, like even a coach will tell you, every coach, and every time you talk to a coach, I'm not going to just put a guy out there and hope it works out.
Right.
I'm in this position that if I put a guy in there, I need to know what I'm going to get. And that's like where you are.
It's also one of these things too, like it is the politics of it, of that Quinn Ewers is a 7th round pick and like the Giants with Jackson Dart, it's like, yeah, invested a 1st round pick in them. These guys are already on the hot seat. They're gonna see what he's got because they don't have a future with Russell Wilson either way.
Well, and right. Different situation though. Like they can bring their young quarterback in because they brought in two guys to just see how long they could
little stopgap.
Right, exactly.
Little stopgap.
Exactly.
It's also going to be an interesting thing with Mike, right? Because Mike is, you know, he is a people-pleasing coach. Like, he has a relationship, and there's no relationship he's more synonymous with than Tua's. Like, I can't – Tua would have to – he'd have to, like, 3 interception it 2 more games in a row for it to even be a thing he thinks about.
Right, but I'm just thinking – I'm just – out of curiosity – what do people think is going to happen if Quinn Ewers goes into a game? Like, and you can't, like, the answer can't be, let's just see what he has. No, that's not an answer. That's not an answer. And for people, that's, I think that's the part that gets me more than anything, is that every time I get upset at a conversation we have or that I have with fans,
mm-hmm.
right? The conversation is never about whether you want this guy or don't want this guy. The question with me is, what is your solution? Because, you know, you could make a change and your team could be worse. Then what?
Well, I mean, in the Dolphins' case, there's a point where it really can't get worse. Like, that was Mike.
Correct.
That was Mike McDaniel's argument a couple of weeks ago, where he was like, "What's the good side? It can't get worse." And
correct.
We're like, "Hold my beer! Like, give me right. You know, a couple. You lose to the Jets and you lose to the Panthers.
Mm-hmm.
If he's still here, it right. can get worse. It right. can. It can get worse. Now they right. did play better. Obviously, hard to play worse than they did week one.
Of course.
You know, but." Yeah, I think, I mean, like, if people don't think that the money they invested in Tua is not a factor, like, welcome to sports, dude. I don't know what to tell you. Of course it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, we've all, you know, in the real world, let's just be clear. In the real world, we have put up with stuff because of the investment that we've put into it, right? That it's life, but again... You understand, there's probably only 20 to 25 teams that have a quarterback that they think they have a quarterback they can win with. That means there's 7 to 10 teams, right, that don't have a quarterback that are searching. And so, like, to think that, oh, we can just find another guy. We can find a Brock Purdy. We can find – oh, yeah, they found Brock Purdy, but guess what they lost? A third pick – it was second pick in the draft?
Trey Lance. Mm-hmm.
So they just found this guy. They didn't want Brock Purdy to have to play because they invested a second pick in the draft. You know how bad – Trey Lance had to be for them to just say, no, we'll take the zero. We'll take the L on a second pick in the draft.
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah. So, okay, I get that. But, they like, most of these quarterbacks that are found late in the round, the stars align
mm-hmm.
with their situation, and they end up playing in some of the best circumstances in football. You very rarely have a situation where a guy who comes in, look, you can go to Tom Brady, you can go to Brock Purdy, you can go to Kurt Warner, you can go to Tony Romo. All those guys, you know what they ended up playing for? Really good teams. Really good teams at the time. So their landing spot, regardless of where they were drafted, was a lot better position than you're saying, let's just throw Quinn Ewers in and see what he has. It's not going to go as well as you think. Not because of Quinn Ewers, but because of this team, where they are right now. They're not in a position to accept a guy, to bring a guy in and have him play quarterback that can just – learn
it's not
on
like
the
he's
run.
Got
the,
it's not like he's got an empty cupboard, though, if they were to do that. I'm not saying that they should do it right now, but it's like he does have good weapons that he could go to. It's not like he's got nothing. He's got a good running game.
All right.
Or a good running back.
Why do people think I'm defending Tua?
People are crazy right now, dude. Headlines yeah. brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral VW just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast. We're checking for a crater. Volkswagen's price like they've lost their mind. Buckle up. No one sells for less. No one. Marlins got hammered by the Phillies yesterday, 11-1. Not dead yet.
But a very slight pulse. Very slight pulse.
We know that, but we rather see what Quinn Ewers can do. We already know what Tua can. Like, I can't understand how a fan base could complain year after year after year about how long it's been since you won a playoff game.
Yep.
And be willing to make a move like that.
There's a point. I definitely think
there's a point. There is a point. There is a point. But I'm saying, do you understand what like you're to make
you're
a
grasping at straws. Like you're, right. There's a point.
But then next year when the season starts, you're gonna include this year if they go that route, and say another year we didn't make the playoffs.
Well, why shouldn't that count?
No, because then why are you willing to make a move like that if you want to win?
Well, if Tua keeps stinking,
okay,
it's not like
I get it.
That's the thing.
At this point, this is not a matter of defending Tua. This is a matter of making a move,
right,
that could make you much worse. That's
yeah. Again, though, that's the thing. Like the Giants just had a game where Russell Wilson threw for what, nearly 500 yards, and they still pulled him. Like I'm saying, like Tua has the games where he turns the ball over every single game.
Yeah, but Quinn Ewers isn't a first round pick.
I understand he's not. I understand he's not.
All right, I got you.
But you know, there is going to come. There has to be a point, especially if it's. I mean, you don't think that the conversation will happen if they do play. Let's say the defense bounces back a little bit against the Jets, and Tua still is yakking the ball up.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think that conversation is going to even be perused a little bit?
No.
I don't know.
No, it's not. And again, it's not a defense of Tua. It's that think of what you're suggesting or people are suggesting, that we bench Tua and put in a seventh rounder, right?
Mm-hmm.
Rookie.
What about Zach Wilson? What?
Let me call him. He's in Boca. He's in Boca. Like I forgot he was on the team. Like you, so even like even if you took
you gonna call him in Boca? Why? Yeah. He's with the old ladies.
He's got Blue Martini.
Blue Martini. Here's what I could say. If you had come to me with Zach Wilson, I would maybe be a little more okay with that because he does have some of the things that Tua doesn't, including arm strength or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason why Zach Wilson is here is because of his decision making with the football.
Mm-hmm.
So, like,
but the decision, like, that's the thing is, like, Tua's
right again.
He's not taking care of the football
again. All I'm saying is that, like, let's not be in the group that makes decisions just to make decisions.
Well, I think it's a fascinating thing to see because, like, I agree with you. I'm not ready to bench him yet. I'm not ready to bench Tua, but I am curious to see what is that.
What's the boiling
what's
point?
What's the breaking point?
I got
point?
You.
No, I know. Okay, the fans are already there. They don't have to have the repercussions of, hey, we paid this guy this. Hey, I have a relationship with this guy. Hey, this guy's part of the reason I had the job. Hey, this guy's part of the reason I got my extension. Talking about Mike McDaniel and Tua.
Right.
Like, you know, and I'm sure, yes, it's easy to type into a keyboard or call in and say, no excuses. It's like, yeah, but let's be real about it. And I'm curious to see what that breaking point is for Mike McDaniel. Because I don't necessarily think it's as far as you think it is.
Right.
Because I do think that they're going to get to a point where it's like, hey, if this guy doesn't look
right
like the guy that we paid, then when do we try something to see if it can spark the offense?
After next year.
So you think it gets the whole season?
Yeah.
So you're going to give him 2 years? Okay.
Well, I'm just and here's what the financial part of all of this, right? And I didn't talk about it before. I wasn't even including it.
Right.
Like most other people were talking about how much he makes or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't even including that. Okay. But if you have a quarterback making $50 million, right?
Mm-hmm.
How much you think it's going to cost you to get another quarterback?
They'd probably have to draft one. I mean, like that's usually what's happening now when these teams have to eat it. Like they go get a rookie. Denver went and got a rookie,
and then they just ate
Atlanta. They got a rookie.
I don't think they'll eat the contract.
But that's how they would do it.
And my question to you is this: how much of what is happening to this team is because of the construction of the team, right? So when you look at offensive line, when you look at defensive line, when you look at some of the positions that are now super, super young and require more guys to develop, right? How much of that plays a role in the overall success or lack thereof of the whole team?
I think that so you're saying like just the idea how much of the rest of the team would be ready to win?
Right.
I definitely on the defense, they basically need to – they're basically starting from scratch, right? Because it's like, you know, you have a bunch
you
of –
You got four or five young players over there. You don't have any corners.
Let's look at the team. Like, let's say this season goes awry. All right, they're going to trade Bradley Chubb. All right, they're going to trade Tyreek Hill.
Yep.
You have Minka here. I guess he's going to be – he's still young. He's 28, so, like, you don't have to rush to get rid of him, even though he hasn't looked like any first prize either.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you would need to bring all of that off. You probably need to. It would be nice if you could get a right side of the offensive line that is upright.
Yeah, but here's what I would say. There, just in a team sport, there's a lot of other players for some teams that have to play well for others to play well. And I would say that once Tua started getting banged up and hurt, then I think more of an emphasis should have gone into building your offensive line and then, like, going from there. But the way you've patchworked and put that thing together, right, doesn't make it more difficult to evaluate all of your other issues.
Yeah and no. Like, I mean, like, well, here's the thing is they needed Jonas Avaya-Nanaya to basically walk into the league being great.
Which he was a second rounder. Which they traded up so for. he can play, but to put him in as a rookie and expect him to be a finished product is unfair to him.
Yeah, and that's the other like you, and that's the same thing with Kenny G, right? Like it's you needed these guys to we knew the Dolphins needed to fortify the trenches, but you know, to give these guys three games and be like save us.
Right. You know? Like look, wait, and I'll give you a comparison. We were talking about Patrick Paul last year, why he ain't playing, why he ain't doing development. He needs development. He needs development. He had an offseason. He comes back. He's a different player than he was when he played his rookie year. So we've seen.
Even Chop. Like, look at the middle of Chop. Chop took half a year.
It took half a year. So, like, the problem is you have a bunch of different players on your team in different spots of your career. When they built Detroit, everybody seemed to be on the same page, same age, same time frame, right? When you look at the Philadelphia Eagles, everybody seems to be on the same time frame, right? As far as how many years this guy, how long the offensive line is going to be together, how long the defense is going
to
be together.
Yeah, the Dolphins situation is not conducive to development right now.
Right.
It's too much. There's too much heat.
Too many old guys, too many young guys, too many guys want to win now, too many guys need development.
Yeah, and
right?
too much – the patience is too thin right now.
Right. So
there's just like if this would have happened, see the Dolphins, and that's the thing with Mike McDaniel, right? Like he comes in this situation that most first year coaches don't. He came in with a team that had a winning record and then made splashy trades.
Right.
So you kind of you did team building on steroids. Typically a coach comes in a Ben Johnson situation.
Right.
They come in where you got some pieces, but we're going to revamp a little bit, but you're probably going to have some stinkers. And that'll be all right. That's what it is. You're gonna climb up. The Dolphins came in, they were expected to go blow for blow with the Bills, and they didn't.
They didn't build their team like the Bills did.
No, they didn't. But
right.
now you're at the point where, okay, this flamed out. Really, their window was 2 years ago when they lost on Monday Night Football and it all went to hell. That was their window. Because
this team is the seventh youngest team. There isn't a lot of yes, there is. What are you talking about, old guys? Go look at your whole defense.
No, the only old guys on defense are Minka and Zach.
And Zach and Chubb.
Chubb's old, yeah.
Judon. Judon.
They invest a lot in Judon.
But again, like the thing that sucks about this situation, and it is what it is, right? is that you have a bunch of guys who probably need more development that are getting it on the fly, and this team is not in a place to allow that development because they need to perform now. And it's not fair to them. It's not fair to Jonah. Like, if he was a plug-and-play guy, he would have went in the first round to somebody else. He needed development.
It's close to first rounder. 37 is pretty close to a first rounder.
Yeah, close.
It's pretty close.
But close, because you know why somebody would took him in the fourth in the first round? To get that extra year. So when he fell to the second round, right, there's going to be a little bit of development there. Is going to be required. To see him and to say after his first two games, he had the worst grade of anybody in the league, is that being fair to him when you know he needs development? He's not getting the same development as Patrick Paul did. Patrick Paul didn't even play, and he was a first rounder. Well, he was a second rounder?
He was a second rounder.
Second rounder. Okay.
But so I get your point. Yeah. I don't disagree with you. It's just they're not in a position that they need to be in, truly.
Right.
And the problem is, that's what happens when you pay a quarterback. It's like, once you pay the quarterback, you're expecting, hey, we're giving him all this money in a salary cap sport. He's going to have to cover up some stuff. And there are guys that can, and Tua's not. Because now we're talking about stuff that still needs to be covered up for Tua. And I think that's where everybody's frustration is.
But are we talking about things that should have been fixed by now?
Yeah.
The idea that we're still
talking about the offensive line is,
yes,
it's literally been a conversation for the whole 25 years that they haven't won a playoff game.
Right.
But specifically, yes, under this regime.
And so what I would ask you is this, and this is like probably where I am with all this, and I ask you this all the time. Mm-hmm. Okay, if Tua's not the guy, I will accept that. But are you going to bring somebody in that's better than him?
Right now?
Right, yeah.
No.
Okay.
I don't think so. I don't think Zach Wilson's better than him, and I don't think Quinn Ewers is better than him.
So
but
that's where you are. So until this year is over, that's where you are right now. And then at the end of next year, we can have this conversation again. But that's the way it needs to be done. Like, to get frustrated and say, oh, we can do it, you know, we can find somebody else. No, you can't. There's a bunch of teams that need a quarterback.
Trevor Jameis? I'm just messing with you.
We're going to have a bullpen game? That's the way I look at Jameis and I look at Joe Flacco. It's like baseball saying we're going to have a bullpen game. Because they're going to come in and give you three of the best innings of your life. And then?
Could have used them last night.
No, you couldn't have.
For the fish.
Because how do you know you're going to get the one that was going to give the three scoreless innings and one going to give up the eight home runs? Ooh. That's what you're playing when you play with Joe Flacco and Jameis. 450? Or 150 and four picks.
Take a break. Back after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.